This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Christmas Magazine with Macca and Paul, and our next guest is another Saturday Magazine regular, Senator Kimberly Kitching, Labor Senator for Victoria.
And I got to say, Macca, when Kimberly's in the studio, we have such a laugh.
I know, she's got a great sense of humour.
Wicked.
How are you, Kimberly?
I'm well. Happy Christmas to both of you.
It is.
I hope you're having a good day, and it's a good program.
Oh, thank you. Now, you know, there was a little bit of trivia I was actually alerted to by Fiona Patton, who we actually were trying to get on the line, and then it just couldn't make it happen. But at the swearing in of the Victorian upper house, 21, I think, of the 40 members took an affirmation rather than swearing on the Bible. Can you swear on the Quran?
Yes, you can. And in fact, Ed Husic, who is House of Reps MP, he swore his oath on the Quran, and some Jewish members of Parliament have given their oath on the Torah.
Yes.
So we're very lucky, I think, to live in a pluralistic society.
So isn't that interesting? 21 out of 40 were choosing to take an affirmation rather than a religious oath.
Yes, I think it is interesting, and I think in the Senate, we have had another interesting decision to make this year, because there was a move that, so currently at the beginning of each sitting day, we say the Lord's Prayer, and we also obviously do, you know, a welcome to country, and we acknowledge the Ngunnawal people on whom the federal parliament meets. And we also there was a view that we should have a moment of reflection. Now, I actually, rather than the Lord's Prayer, now I actually always hope, Macca and Paul, that parliamentarians have many more than one moment of reflection in their day.
From what we read in the papers, a lot of them have more than just a reflection moment, Kimberly.
Yes, well, we can get into that later. But I think that you know, it's important to really to reflect the values that we have in our society, and that is, you know, that we do have compassion, that, you know, no matter how you want to express it, that you do forgive others. And I think particularly at this time of year, we should be thinking compassionately about people. And it was really lovely, not only at this time of year, but particularly at this time of year, I think. But, you know, I think it was interesting that Richard Wynn and Martin Foley both, in the interviews they've just done with you, have also alluded to that and spoke about that. You know, Richard being, feeding people today, giving them a meal. And I'm very aware that just up the road from the Joy studio is, of course, the Salvation Army, which will be very, very busy today. And I think the other thing I'm thinking about today is, you know, a lot of people are very lonely at this time of the year, and they don't have someone they can spend the day with, and I think that's really, you know, something we should all keep in mind as well.
Think about now. So 2018's been an interesting year politically, Kimberly.
Yes,
it's one way of putting it. You know, the National Party's errant ferrets have been let loose.
Yes,
beetroot beta.
I think that's one thing Australians really don't like. They can't stand false piety.
Yes.
And I think that we've seen that, you know, throughout the year, and, you know, the espousing of saying, you know, that they might be, the way they choose to live is better, or that they have made the better choices in life, but yet we've seen that, in fact, they've come undone, and particularly, you know, there have been a couple of National Party members, certainly recently and, you know, in the last week, and then obviously earlier in the year. And I think, you know, people must, you know, in the... I think Australians really can't stand it, and I think that they all go false piety, I think people don't like. And it's also, people do not like the shambolic way that the federal parliament has been running this year. I mean, they shut down parliament. And they didn't have, we didn't have a vote on really important legislation on the last sitting day because they thought that they might lose a vote. Now, if they had lost that vote the last time that happened on the floor of the House of Representatives was in 1929, and an election was called the next day and the government lost that election.
Lost, yeah.
So they did not, they didn't, rather than actually pass legislation that needed to be passed, they closed down, they didn't change the standing orders, which they could have very easily done to deal with the encryption legislation, which they were saying was very important. And yet they, rather than actually honour the commitments they had made to, in fact, to the security agencies, et cetera, they actually shut down the parliament. Now, this is not how mature grown-ups behave.
Kimberly, so, you know? So based on that, what's your reflections about what's going to happen in the next 6 weeks?
Are we going to have a March election? I reckon we are.
Well, I think that there's a growing a swell of belief. I think from, you know, commentators, for example, from other parliamentarians, from liberal members of parliament, that they will have an early election. I mean, that's in the Prime Minister's purview. It's up to him when he wants to call the election, and he said again recently that it will be in May. But, you know, their MyEFO statement was totally overshadowed by the Andrew Broad, new idea story.
Hey, baby, you know, sugar baby.
I mean, I did see the Stephen Colbert take on it, and I just thought, I think we should always be conscious of the families of parliamentarians, but, you know, it's just, I mean, what would you be thinking? There they are, they're saying, oh, you know, by the way, in my EFO, they're saying, oh, we've got this surplus. No, it is a forecasted surplus. It hasn't actually happened yet. But anyway, but the whole thing is totally overshadowed by Andrew Broad. So, I mean, I just wonder if they can actually get to May.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean...
No, you can't. I mean, you would not believe it. If you said Greenacre and Paul, look, there. What about this? If this is to happen, you would not believe it. And you could not believe the feeling of chaos that is in Australian Parliament House. There is this real feeling of utter chaos there. You know, people literally dragging their feet across the floor of the chamber, so it took longer for a vote to be cast so that they didn't have... to go to the important legislation so they could run out of time. Now, that's actually not a government that Australians deserve.
Now, we're going to be speaking with a... I'm not sure if colleague is the right word.
Of course it's a colleague.
But certainly a friend of yours, Senator Dean Smith, shortly. I suspect he's sitting in Perth in his jammies. I imagine Dean's a pyjamas sort of guy, don't you reckon?
Yes, I'm thinking I can see a sort of a matching set... with maybe a bit of a very nice stripe.
I did say to him that it was actually going to be you know, we were actually on Joy, we were going to have the Queen's Christmas message, and it was from him. He thought
well,
that...
You know, he's an artist, violent, and I think he is a friend. You know, I really very much like Dean. He's a very lovely person. And I think this is a shame that also people don't see, is particularly in the Senate, because of the committee structure that's in the Senate, you do get to know your colleagues very well, because you are discussing important matters, matters that really, in some cases, really matter personally to people. And it's a real privilege to see, you know, to see how people will argue or why something is important to them. In really a very, you know, sometimes a very fundamental way.
Sure.
And I think that people don't always see that, but it is there, and I think people should take heart from the fact that often it's in behind the scenes meetings and or the taking of evidence in committee hearings, that you, there is a great deal of work that does get done together. And obviously in the Senate, because there's quite a lot, there's a very large crossbench, so there's a real variety of views.
Some might say a very crossbench.
Particularly. Kimberly, we're running out of time, but just before we finish off, just some views from you. What are you doing for the rest of the day? How are you going to celebrate the remainder of your Christmas?
Well, I'm with my family, and in fact, just before I came on air, I went to and so it's very Australian. I'm having a very Australian Christmas, but it's really lovely to spend time with your family and just chat and... you know, I had breakfast yesterday with my parents, and it's really lovely. And it's a really good time, I think, to reflect as well. You know, to think about the year that's gone, the year that is coming. I've got a list of books. I've brought books with me, so it's really, you know, it's really good to take some time and to think about, think about many things. You know, who you are as a person. What kind of society we want to be in? How can I, you know, help? And I think that it's a really great time of the year.
Good to hear. We look forward, Kimberly, to...
We look forward... Mac has got a big...
Sorry, I've got a mouthful of...
Kimberly, we look forward to seeing you back in the studios in 2019. Yeah. I say we love having you in. You're a great guest.
I really love seeing you guys. You're fantastic, and you make such a difference. The people and your program make such a difference. I love coming in to see you.
Thank you. Now, if you're in Elwood any time over the Christmas break and you see Senator Bridget McKenzie, she's the deputy leader of the National Party. She lives in Elwood. But if you see her, say hello to her. She won't come on air and talk to us. But if you see her, and I am going to keep...
She doesn't know what she's missing.
She does, and I am going to keep you to your promise, Kimberly. You promised me that you will bring in or we'll have one Saturday, this will get the listeners going, Peter Credlin.
Oh, well, I did speak with Peter about that, so I think that I'll just confirm that for you.
Oh, no, you've made a commitment. You've got to keep to it, Dale.
I'll find a date for you.
You'll find our listeners, there'll be... she'll certainly be an interesting subject, and I'm looking forward to it.
Kimberly, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate
and
the
Merry
time.
Christmas.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Have
and
a good day.
Cheers.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.